Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 5th of July, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Facebook's latest acquisition is all about fighting fake news. The social network's reported purchase of Bloomsbury AI will bring in a very specific kind of expertise. Automating online content moderation remains a significant challenge, although Facebook is getting better at detecting hate speech and other malicious content. The platform still has a long way to go. Major US news sites, including the Los Angeles Times and the Chicago Tribune, are still blocking European visitors, more than a month after the enforcement of the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR. The Chicago Tribune parent trunk started blocking EU visitors after May 25th, when GDPR took effect. The regulation requires businesses to seek site visitors' consent to collect personal data from them that could be used, in case of publishers and marketers, for ad targeting. A new report out of Canalys puts Amazon's global market share in the smart assistant market at only 28%, compared to Google Home's 36%, and China's Alibaba and Xiaomi with a combined 19%. Just 1 year earlier, Amazon market share was 80% globally, with Chinese companies registering near zero, showing the effect of Chinese government policies favoring local markets, as well as Chinese aggressiveness in price. The smart speaker war is on. Dashcam manufacturer Nextbase launches a web portal for submitting videos of dangerous driving to relevant authorities. It serves England and Wales and provides contact information for police forces that don't yet accept submissions via the platform. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.